two new rule changes that the small business contracting community doesn't seem to like very much. The first proposal changes the standards for small business set-asides and subcontracts. Charles Tiefer is a law professor at the University of Baltimore, former commissioner of the Commission on Wartime Contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan, and watching what is going on. Professor Tiefer, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. What's the significance of the SBA reopening these policies for public comments? Thanks for being on the program, sir.
Hi, always a pleasure to be here. This is the premium station for issues in government contracting, at least as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, the SBA, to say it's having a war against the small or modest-sized IT solutions industry is a little strong, but It has made some proposed changes which were so controversial it reopened them, and specifically, they are reclassifying aspects of the mix that a small IT or modest-sized IT supplies is the mix of its own personnel, service, software, and hardware. They're reclassifying software as an item. And this rather exotic or small esoteric change means that if you have a modest size IT provider, and it of course is putting when it's doing when it's setting up an IT system for some government office, it uses a lot of hardware, it uses a lot of software. And now it'll be told, oh, you're a broker for hardware, you're a broker for software. We can't have you under the non-manufacturer rule. And since, in fact, we can't find anybody modest-sized who qualifies anymore, you guys are all out. We're not going to do this by small business at all. We're going to do this from now on by big business.
And so the effect, although it's unintended, is to essentially either boot out the people who can't compete or who would ordinarily compete, and they're not now able to, and essentially take business away from small businesses and thereby have it wind up in the portfolios of large companies.
That's exactly right. I might say that this is coupled with another proposed rule that came out late last year, and still we haven't had the final one on that, which is effectively ending the sub-industry, the separate size standard that was used for these IT solutions people. They're going to be lumped in with other industries, and that will also squeeze out modest size IT solution providers and make it that they can't get small business set-asides anymore.
The last time you were on the program, we talked about a similar issue and one that I note the SBA has not yet done anything about. And we talked about the opinion that you wrote opposing the idea to lower the size standards on solutions providers, and you believe the fewer relatively small solutions providers would wind up getting those contracts. It does. You can certainly understand, I'm sure, Professor, why it sounds counterintuitive on the surface, I suppose.
I would be applauding if they said no more medium-sized companies. We're going to change the size standards so that only really small companies can get it. Yes, normally I'd applaud that, but I'm not alone in viewing it this way. The American Small Business League under Lloyd Chapman has been vigorously fighting the rule you just mentioned, because you really can't get – there's no such thing as a functioning tiny IT solution provider who uses the mix of hardware and software. You got to go up to sort of modest-sized ones to compete at all, to survive at all, or we're going to sort of lose the innovative nature of our Silicon Valleys throughout the country, and it's all going to go to Apple.
Professor Charles Tiefer of the University of Baltimore, is it your sense, Professor, that this is coming out of maybe a lack of understanding of the market, or is there some other force at work here that we don't entirely understand?
Well, I think that You'd think the SBA only listened to small contractors. Well, I don't think so. I think they listen to big business also, and they don't want to offend it too much. And so they're making their changes in a way that sometimes is more to the liking of the big IT contractors. They are now so huge, they got a lot of muscle here in Washington.
What would a good restructuring of this look like, or is that not even necessary in your view right now, Professor?
Well, I'd start by saying the current situation is better than these proposed rules. I mean, the changes that's been proposed is for the worse. I do think that the SBA could be much more sympathetic to IT solution providers. Recognize that they're to be encouraged. Frankly, you're raising the size standards in everywhere else except in this one IT sub-industry, and I think that raising them rather than lowering them is the right idea.
Is it maybe a situation where is it possible that you think that the SBA is just trying to kind of slice the cheese too thin and by diving into this one particular part of the IT services world?
I think you've hit it on the head, that they're tampering with things that it turns out big business likes them to tamper with, and they should just leave well enough alone.
What do you expect to see the result? I mean, the reason I ask this is why you expect to, what you expect to see with this is because they're reopening this policy for comment. That doesn't necessarily mean that companies that will be affected by this should go nuclear right now. Hair on fire is not necessary at this point. It strikes me that it's more an awareness point on the timeline that could turn into something down the road. Am I on track there, sir?
These are tea leaves to read. I mean, it's a little like what they used to call Kremlinology, where you tried to figure out who was on top and who was on the bottom. If they had junked the rule, that would have been the most positive sign to me. If they'd gone right ahead and used it full strength as originally proposed, that would have been the worst thing. This is some kind of intermediate course. Maybe they're playing around with finding some in-between solution, or maybe they just were hit by such a backlash from the original proposal that they're getting like annoyance from the Hill. Hey, we don't want all these comments coming up to our congressional offices. You reopen it so that they bother you, not us. That's one way of reading it.